99.7 DJX. All right, every week at this time, we offer our show as kind of a forum for you to just get a secret off your chest. It helps just to purge it from your body, and a lot of times that in itself is therapeutic. So it's family secret. Go ahead.
So a few years back, I was working at my job, and I needed to get out of something, but I didn't have a real excuse, so I just kind of ad-libbed this line about, oh, I've got this sister, and she's disabled, and every once in a while I need to help her out. And I didn't think anything of it at the time, and that was 4 years ago. And still to this day, people at work will occasionally ask me, like, how's your sister doing? And I have to, like, come up with stuff, because the truth is, I don't even have a sister.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so he's perpetuated this lie for the past 4 years, saying he has a disabled sister to get out of something, and now he feels like he's in too deep to really reveal itself. I mean, first of all, I have a disabled sister. My sister has spina bifida, and I don't...
She's handicapable.
Absolutely she is.
Yeah.
And this...
She's very strong.
...is, I don't... This... Not cool, man. Like,
no,
like that. That's not a good thing. And at this point, I think the right thing to do is to come clean about that for sure.
But how are his coworkers going to take that? They have not only been lied to for 4 years, but the kind of lie is especially offensive. Like, I feel like he's just going to have to go get another job.
Listen, you know, you and I both had a coworker many, many, many years ago who had a lie that kind of perpetuated and continued for many, many years. That
it was horrific. We had fundraisers. He raised money.
Yeah. And so, you know, we were kind of caught in that same situation as this guy's coworkers. Now, I mean, nothing good can come out of continuing this. And the more you continue this, the more hurt you're going to cause. And yeah, man, you gotta quit and come clean.
Yes. I don't know if he was looking for advice, but there it is.
All right. Quit and come clean. There you go. That's family secret. And that's from Ben and Kelly. Sorry. Sometimes strong words need to be said, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you just kind of dadded him a little bit.
For sure.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
I needed it.
I got to do that sometimes.
Yeah.
Put on my dad gloves and say, listen, I'm taking away your phone. I'm taking away screen time. And you're going to think about what you did. All right. So coming up, we are going to lighten the mood a little bit with a game that Kelly and I play every Friday right around 7:45 or so. It's called You Laugh, You Lose. There are trumpets, there's fanfare, there's jokes, there's non-laughing, and it's always interesting.
You, at the top of the show, said you were not super confident in the quality of your arsenal of jokes.
I'm gonna rely on my wit and my ability to deliver the jokes.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
So that is coming up. You Laugh, You Lose on the way. Make sure that you are here in about 6 minutes on 99.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.